Well, God bless the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Barney and Vicky, for allowing me again to share God's word. It's always a blessing, when you ask me, Barney. So tonight, I call this sharing foundation. You know, there's a lot of definitions for the word foundation. And it refers to the basic groundwork of something, such as an organization, a belief, or a structure. It can denote the act of establishing an institution or the underlying principles that support a system or an idea. An example is the foundation of a building. It's the physical basis, while the foundation of a belief system includes its core values and its principles. And everything in life, everything in our physical world must start with a foundation, a beginning point, a starting point. That's pretty basic observation. Everybody knows that. Anything from buildings, furniture, cars, everything, even relationships, everything has a foundation, starting point. Romans 10, 9, and 10 is the beginning of the starting point of our spiritual foundation with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. It's the first step in our new life in Christ, is Romans 10. Now, I got to ask you, did you guys know that they say that every prophecy in the Bible has come to pass or been fulfilled up to now? The next big event is the return of Jesus Christ for His church, His brothers and sisters, us, His saints. And it's, you know, we know it's revealed or it's prophesied throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. The Word is talking about Jesus Christ, the coming, the death, the resurrection, and the return. And we know that His return is imminent. There's going to be no warning that tells us, okay, you guys have 24 hours and Christ is coming back, so you better get your stuff in order. I don't think so. But until that time, we're told that we can walk and we can imitate and do the things that Jesus Christ did today, all because of that one incredible, selfless act of love He showed and He made available for the first time in the history of man, or since Adam, of how we can have a relationship with God, how we can be born again. Redeemed, justified, sanctified, we've been saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10. It's a verse that's it's so familiar with God's kids. And like I say, it's the first step in belonging to God's family. I guess you can say foundation. Those who've been around the word for a while know the importance of sharing it with new believers and those that are looking for truth. Because you know, what if they don't know? They don't know unless someone speaks up. Because it's the foundation for everything we're searching for. It's the beginning, like I say, of a new life. Think about this. How cool would it be if you're sitting in heaven and someone you don't may not know or recognize comes up to you and says, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. That act of kindness or your words that you had said made all the difference. You told me about Jesus Christ and His Father. You told me about Romans 10, 9, and 10. Well, you know, guys, when we look around today, it's obvious that not everyone's going to believe. Jesus Christ told us that not everyone's going to believe. Like we said and we've talked about many times, and everyone sees what's going on in the world today. It's no secret, unless your eyes are closed. We see things not only with our physical eyes, but we look at them with our spiritual eyes. We know that the devil walks around seeking whom he may destroy and blind their minds. Keep people just from knowing the truth. We want to stay spiritually sharp with our eyes wide open. And like I say, just take a look around at the climate in the world today and look at what the world is telling you and trying to sell you. And then we look at what the Word says. Ecclesiastes tells us that nothing new under the sun. What has been done is what will be. And what has been is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Same lies, just different glitter, maybe a different facade, but the same lie. You know, the first century church, the apostles thought they were living in the end times. Look at what was going on at that time. I guess we can also say, yeah, we are living in the last days. Every day is one day closer to Christ's return, because we don't know when, but we know it's going to be soon. And 1 Corinthians tells us it's going to be in the twinkling of an eye. I looked up how fast a twinkling of an eye is, and it's pretty fast. You know, in Acts 1, before Christ ascended, even the apostles asked Jesus if now was the time to restore the kingdom back to Israel. And He said, it's not for you to know the time or the date that the Father has set His own authority. So nobody, even Jesus, don't know when, but we know it's going to be soon. You know, we might say, well, What is soon, man? It's been 2,000 years. Well, in 2 Peter, he tells us, do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. We're told, and also told, that not everyone's going to be on board. So I want to look at a couple of scriptures that shed a little bit of light on this issue, or this topic, and what's going on in the world today. It's not being hidden. It's in our face. Look at what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3. He said, mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. Sound familiar? We can look around. It's in our face everywhere. It's the news stations, Twitter, Tweeter, Twanger, commercials, Facebook, social media, and just life in general out there in the world. The world is telling us that every moral and right thing that you were taught when you were young is now wrong. And what you were taught was wrong is right. So what do? It don't take a rocket science to see the obvious in front of us. I don't want to sound rude or disrespectful, but you don't have to spend years in Bible school or go to theological college and get a good degree to see the obvious. You know, I read this the other day, and it kind of made sense. It says, never confuse education with intelligence. You can have a master's degree and still be ignorant. Now, I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying, it does seem to be in our face, trying to convince people that somehow God made a mistake. Males can be females, females can be male, men can have babies. We say that's crazy. Well, crazy is out and about. The bottom line for them, it's not about being right and wrong. It's about control. It's about power and blinding your mind and keeping you from knowing the truth. This power is only temporary, and it's just plain wrong. It's worldly power and straight out of the pit of hell. It's what Paul wrote about in 2 Timothy. But here comes some good news, guys. Let's go to Titus 2, and in verse 11 and in verse 12. You can turn there. I just read it for you. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These things are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Wow, that's some pretty good news. This applies to us today. Let's take a look at Philippians 2:14 and 15. We do everything without grumblings or arguing, so that we may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will see them shine. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. We know what's going on or happening in the world today. It's warped, it's dark, but we are sons of God and daughters of God, his kids. We also have power. How to walk in this world as them lights that shine no matter what the situation or storm, be it money, be it health, be it relationships, no matter what, our Father has our back. And we know how this story ends, and it begins, or maybe I should say, we know how it continues. So we don't want to let the world or the cares of the world dictate or shape who we are. And here's another thought for you. Negativity is contagious. Unhappiness is contagious. Fear is contagious. And what is the definition of contagious? It's a disease that can spread from one person to another. It's also a feeling or an attitude likely to spread and affect others. But so is happiness. So is optimism, and so is love. It's positive believing. It's not negative. It's kind of seeing the glass half full and not half empty. So we surround ourselves with people who bring out the best in us and we strive to be a reflection or an example of what we want to receive or what we want to be. I find it so important, and I'm sure everyone on the line tonight would agree, that we need to stay in touch with like-minded believers and have nights like these where we can fellowship, we can hang out with God's kids, we can be built up, energized, and blessed hearing God's stories, testimonies of God's deliverance, His goodness, His grace, His mercy. So inspirational. And there's another word I love, the word inspirational, that in-spirit action. And simply being blessed through the fellowship, the manifestation, the teaching, and sharing of God's word. And what He's doing in our lives now. We all love hearing testimonies. So what are we going to do? We're going to just sit around and wait for the return? I guess we can if we want to. But God didn't send Jesus Christ so we could sit around and wait. That's a big no. We would be limiting God in ourselves. Jesus Christ came so we could live a more abundant life. He died and He rose on the third day so that we could be born again and receive that wonderful gift of Holy Spirit and walk in the hope of His return. We live in the newness of life and we want to bring as many people with us as we can. We live life to the fullest and thank God all the way for every good thing in your life. As we walk with our Father and we apply, you know, simple principles from His Word, we see results. You want to see some results? Your life will show it. Look at Galatians. Galatians 5 tells us about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are 9 fruit of the Spirit, the evidences of walking with God. Now let me ask you this. You ever been in a situation or walk into a room of what is nothing but negative people? Everyone in there has a gripe, talking negative about anything from politics to the weather to the traffic to family issues, whatever the issue of the day may be. Start talking positive in that room and see what happens. Now, of course, you want to listen to God and that small, still voice that you know. Maybe sometimes you just don't say anything, but you just listen. You'll know when to speak. That's a true story. Things happen when the word is spoken. Look at Matthew 5:14. What an example. You are the lights of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Why? Because you can see it. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. That wouldn't be too smart. That's painting a picture for you right there. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Wow, I think of this verse every time I look out. I got a big hill outside of my house, and my son went up there, and he put a little solar light up three-quarters of the way, maybe halfway to three-quarters of the way up. It's small, but it shines in the dark. You know, not only do we have the hope of the return, but we have power now. We got that one gift, that beautiful gift of Holy Spirit. We got 9 manifestations. We got 9 fruit of the Spirit. What evidences of that beautiful gift we received? Because we chose to believe Romans 10:9-10, the foundation for every believer to live the more abundant life that Jesus Christ came to make available to all who believe. Well, folks, I hope this all wound it up for you tonight, and I thank you all for tuning in, and I'd like to close with a word of prayer. So thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for nights like these where we can get together and we can gather around your wonderful matchless word. And we thank you, Father, for all you do, you've done, and you continue to do in our lives. We thank you that as we continue to look to you and we put you first and build upon the foundation of your word, you guide us. You show us things, Father, that only you can show us. You are so good. You are so kind to us, God. I don't got the words to thank you, Father. But I know you know our hearts. So, Father, I lift up everyone on this call tonight. Father, bless them. Heal them. Father, make them healthy in every way. Keep your hand of mercy and grace upon them all, Father. We lift up everybody on Jeannie's prayer list. Father, continue to bless them. We thank you for whatever issues are going on in their lives, Father, that is taken care of, that we can put our faith and our confidence in you. So, Father, we lift up our military, our police, our fire department, our EMTs, all those who serve on your side, God, all those in authority. Help them listen to you, Father, and make decisions based upon the truth, the accuracy of your word, rightly divided. And Father, bless our country, our local leaders, as we wait patiently, Father, for the return of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is his name that we pray. Amen.